expectations knocking on my door. Well, I'm one step away from doing what I've never done before.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
You are sorely mistaken.
Play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Listen to Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Of perhaps the best James Bond song of all time. Oddly enough, from the Rogue film on Her Majesty's Secret Service with Australian George Lazenby as James Bond. The other fella. That was My Bloody Valentine with We Have All the Time in the World. Originally included on the 1993 compilation Piece Together for Northern Ireland. And My Bloody Valentine finally had their defining later albums and EPs re-released in the past few months, highlighting their impeccable fusion of blistering noise and ethereal pop. Leader Kevin Shields recently did tell the NME, the New Music Express, that the so-called new My Bloody Valentine album is inspired by the Beach Boys, but will be patched together impressionistically. However, new Bloody Valentine material has been promised for almost 20 years now, so a large grain of salt is required for anything he says. Bassist Debbie Googe is currently set to follow Shields' past and become a touring member of Primal Scream shortly after Manny's departure to rejoin the Stone Roses during their epic reunion tour throughout Europe. Behind me, this is Michel Sardabi playing the Rhodes organ. This is Welcome Back Warmth off the Martinique-born pianist's 1974 album, Gale. And that's how we're going to start this class of Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's Back to School community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be mixing up the textbook list here until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So school has started here on UBC campus, so life has come back. Halls are crowded, activity is things, and places are actually open, so plenty of excitement. I believe some of you will be at the Nardwar video interview screening elsewhere on campus. Anyways, We Have All the Time in the World was originally performed by Louis Armstrong, composed by John Barry, and with words by the legendary Hal David. David passed away recently at the age of 91, so towards the end of the show, we're going to have a look at some of the hundreds of songs that he provided lyrics for. Otherwise, we're going to take a look at some of the great music touted by Oakland DJ Matthew Africa, such as what we're hearing back here. He died in a car accident late last week. And then we're going to give a tip of the silent cap to the great 20th century composer John Cage, who would have been 100 years old last week. However, we're going to start things off with a new supergroup of sorts, and that's Britt Daniel of Spoon. He's been longtime friends with Den Beckner of Wolf Parade and Handsome Furs. And with Beckner's bands on hiatus recently, if not otherwise broke up, an agreement between Daniel and Beckner was struck to combine forces. And rounded out on drums is Sam Brown from the New Bomb Turks. The band's called Divine Fits. And from their debut album, A Thing Called Divine Fits, this is Would That Not Be Nice? And that's how we roll here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver.
Sometimes I wish that you were there. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Did you do really well in a first or second year course? Want to make a difference in the UBC community and school communities around the world? Join Students Offering Support, or SOS, and become a tutor today. Math, accounting, economics, psychology, engineering courses, French and Spanish, statistics, and more. If you aced it, Students Offering Support wants you to help other students ace it too. Check out UBCStudentsOfferingSupport.com for more information.
Sono le 22:30.
So that's that start off with Divine Fits with Would That Not Be Nice. No Vancouver dates as part of their inaugural tour have been announced. They did play Seattle a couple weeks ago, and the closest that they'll come to us will be October 14th at San Francisco's Treasure Island Music Festival. Then we heard local acts, Humans, there with the title track to this year's EP, Traps. And for those of you heading over to Victoria for this weekend's Rifflandia Festival, you will get a chance to see Humans play there. Otherwise, they will be playing Pop Montreal and Halifax Pop and CMJ in New York. But as BC dates go, they're going to be in Nelson playing the Spirit Bar on October 4th before they come home here October 26th to play Fortune Sound Club. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. And up next, we're going to talk about John Cage a bit. It's the American composer born September 5th, 1912. So last week would have been his 100th birthday if he had lived that long. And Cage pioneered the mid-20th century avant-garde scene with a strange approach to classical music by introducing chance elements to the composition, along with electroacoustic recording and non-instrumental instruments into a playful experimental style. Cage's best-known work was 1952's 4 Minutes and 33 Seconds, a piece highlighted by the lack of actual playing and performance. Rather, to listen to the room or hall where the piece was performed, so it's a way of picking up what the ambient sounds of a room is like. In the background, this is Juan Hidalgo and Walter Marchetti performing Cage's 1956 piece, Radio Music. And we're actually going to listen to two of Cage's earliest works, dating back to the 40s when he wrote for the prepared piano, whereby a regular piano would have objects stuck into their strings to add percussive elements whilst playing. So this upcoming piece is performed by German pianist Stefan Schleiermacher, and it comes off an early 90s bootleg from Russia for John Cage's early piano works. There are legitimate versions now available, thankfully, but at the time, when I got it, nope. So this is Schleiermacher with Music for Piano 20 here on CITR Vancouver. couple different styles of prepared piano pieces there. One sort of embracing the silence that John Cage prefers. And that would have been Music for Piano, Section 20, is performed by Stefan Schleiermacher, which Cage originally wrote in the early 50s to accompany a dancer. And there actually were 85 pieces of music for piano included with that, which could be played in various times, selected via I Ching. Then we definitely got more percussive there with Patrick Moraz with three dances for two prepared pianos. Dance number one, that's taken from the 1993 compilation, A Chance Operation, the John Cage tribute, which was released a few months after Cage's death in 1992. Also included Laurie Anderson, Ken Nordine, Ryuichi Sakamoto, and John Cale, amongst others. And Moraz is best known for playing keyboard with Yes, and then eventually the Moody Blues, though he had a fight with the latter over royalties for some reason or another. There's been a spate of John Cage tributes in the past week for his centennial, so if you do look up John Cage, Pitchfork had a lot about that, so did the LA Times. But one thing you'd always do as well, too, if you go to CITR.ca and check some of these special broadcast episodes, look up 24 Hours of Radio Art, because various John Cage pieces have been played in the past, either by other programmers or by me, GAC, either as Exploding Head Movies or Radio Free GAC. So check the archives. Some of the more extreme pieces by Cage can be found there. And if you are into 24 Hours of Radio Art, every year, CITR is devoted to experimental radio. So January 17th is the day that the Fluxists declare to be Art's birthday. And that's usually when this station goes bananas. But yeah, you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. And behind me, this is Bobby Humphrey here with New York Times, off her 1974 album Satin Doll. And Humphrey is one of the somewhat forgotten artists that Oakland DJ Matthew Africa touted, either on his old show on UC Berkeley's KALX, his blog, his podcast, or his occasional live DJ session somewhere along California. Sadly, Africa was killed in a car accident near Modesto, California, and he was only 40 years old. Miraculously, his wife survived the collision with a transport truck, but the crate digging community has been devastated with this news. So for the next half hour or so, before we get to Hal David, and actually there's been three calls for requests of different types, so I'm going to have to really scramble to see what I can do. So no promises, but we will do our best. If not this week, then next. We are going to take a look at some of the music that Matthew Africa promoted, starting with a couple of edits he recently made to make existing favorite songs a bit longer for the dance floor. So this first cut takes a 1975 track that spanned across two sides of a 7-inch, so he sort of made it into one track and ditched the bridge. So this is Matthew Africa with his edit of James Payne's Are You Ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
You got to feel it.
You got to feel it.
I wanna tell you about my baby.
Who doesn't love the Ohio Players? Taking originally what was a 2.5 minute song and extending it subtly to be a bit over 4 minutes. That was Matthew Africa's extended edit of the title track to the Ohio Players' 1973 album, Ecstasy. Best know the Ohio Players for their song Love Roller Coaster and their sexy album covers, but they were known to dish out the funk gloriously, so well worth a listen. In the background, this is Friend Sound with Love Sketch off the 1969 album Joyride. And Joyride's liner notes refer to this album as being a free-for-all featuring members of various acts like The Beat of the Earth, Brotherhood, Cosmic Travelers, and Paul Revere and the Raiders, making a bit of a jammy psych sound that somehow remains on the ball. Of course, we're hitting a little bit more like a melodic point tier. And Matthew Africa during the day was a business and intellectual property lawyer, which allowed for some connections with the music industry, especially when dealing with sampling. However, Africa had remained a vital part of the San Francisco music scene for decades, working at various local labels like Ubiquity, that fantastic label. I think I might play something off them later during the Hal David part. And Africa also was helping out with DJ Shadow and the Soulsides crew when they first were getting started. And Africa actually opened up four various DJ Shadow tour stops in the Bay Area, playing a wild mix of funk, soul, beats, and psych. And I did see that DJ Shadow is doing a little bit of a tour or festival appearance somewhere around here. I think it was Rifflandia, but anyways, just check DJ Shadow's site for more information. Matthew Africa also dug Latin Boogaloo, which is going to kick off this up-tempo set. From 1967's La Versatilidad de Freddy Rodriguez. This is Freddy Rodriguez with Lollipop here on Exploding Head Movies. CITR, Vancouver.
Sweet, sweet. The Study and Go Abroad Fair, Canada's largest international university and student travel fair, is back in town. Another great opportunity to meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world to start planning your trip abroad. Exhibitors will be showcasing programs in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, and so much more. Mark Saturday, September 22nd on your calendar and come down to the Vancouver Convention Center. Doors open at 1 p.m., but come early at noon to catch our guest speaker. Check www.studyandgoabroad.com for more information and to pre-register online.
Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Breaking love is hard.
Breaking love is hard.
At a very early age, yeah, I began to show signs that a stone cold lover was born. Lord, I'm gonna let it shine, yeah.
I'm gonna let it shine, yeah.
Girl, if I can't love you, a Creole can't make gumbo. A drunken man don't stumble. Seeing my dog and learn to lead the blind. I beat on dealing honey. The Beatles ain't got no money. And watermelons grow on a grapevine. One day my papa told me, son, I sit down, I gotta talk to you. I said, don't believe, I can't understand. I've been through the same thing too. You're pretty hot stuff, and you dig it.
perfect girl, you see. But listen, son, settle for one. It'll save a lot of misery in the long run. If I don't get it, son, there ain't no pork in a dog. There ain't no bunch in a home. And you can get blood from a turnip if you squeeze and squeeze. Tears don't go with the blues. Chicken wear high heel shoes. And old MacDonald's phone didn't have no tree. I'm gonna take my papa's advice, so it's gonna be hard to do. I'm gonna stop trying to prove a point. I'm gonna give myself to you, girl. If I fail you, baby, ain't no leaps in the frog. There ain't no bumps on the lawn. And you can get blood from a turnip if you squeeze and squeeze. A moo cow don't give milk. A egg don't got no yolk.
We started off with Freddie Rodriguez with Lollipop. Before, we heard Vivian Reed with Walk on My Side. And that's off the singer's self-titled 1968 debut. Reed is better known now as a singer and dancer, but her output for several years musically was money. And then we closed with New Orleans' highly funky Lee Dorsey with A Lover Was Born. That's the East Side to a 1969 single. And Dorsey represented the Louisiana funk soul scene with gusto, recording with Ellen Toussaint and the Meters for songs such as Working in the Coal Mine and Yes We Can. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver, and behind me, this is Chiba by The Eighth Day. And The Eighth Day is an alias used by the powerhouse Motown songwriting trio Holland Dozier Holland. And The Eighth Day is what they used for releasing their own music in a clandestine way whenever they had their own singles or something else big Motown-wise on the charts. Just to make sure that no one realized that they were cutting in, being number one, number two on the charts. DJ Matthew Africa wasn't always about the beats. He also loved spacey jazz records and somewhat uneasy yet captivating music. I wanted to actually play a 9-minute long song, wonderful bit of soul jazz by Bryant, but I might have to save that for a later period. But this last little set's going to be devoted to the late DJ. It's going to ride that sort of choppy wave there. We're going to start off with Gloria Ann Taylor, a relatively mysterious singer who used multiple aliases along with a private press label called Selector Sound. It's not clear when during the 70s this song came out, but it is quite memorizing. So this is Gloria Ann Taylor with World That's Not Real.
Thank you. play to end. Just for a moment's joy, slave.
Leon Ware with Tamed to be Wild off his 1972 self-titled debut. And Ware was a brilliantly talented songwriter, providing a young Michael Jackson with the song I Want to Be Where You Are. He co-wrote Marvin Gaye's 1976 album I Want You, and he worked with Quincy Jones on Body Heat. And all these songs that we've just heard in the past half hour, including behind me, George Russell's Brazilian Bus, were introduced to me over the past few years by DJ Matthew Africa. As I said earlier, he died in a car accident this past Thursday at the age of 40. His website, djmatthewafrica.com, has been up and down over the past few days. But when it's up, there's a lot of top-notch curated songs there spanning decades just by the troves. It's tough to leave out a lot of like the 80s electro-funk and recent R&B he touted, but we do have to take a look at another departed soul, Hal David, up next here on Exploding Head Movies.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
For the moment we live, what's it all about? When you sort it out here, are we meant to take more than we give? Or are we meant to be kind? It is wise to be cruel. Oh, if life belongs only to the strong, I'll be. What will you lay on an old golden rule? Something even
their take of the main theme to the 1966 film Alfie, starring Michael Caine. Originally performed by Celia Blacka, we heard the Sweet Inspirations from their 1968 album What the World Needs Now is Love. And the Sweet Inspirations were founded by Whitney Houston's mother, Cece, and Dionne Warwick's mom, Lee. It should be Dionne Warwick. Lee Warwick and Cece Houston. And Dionne Warwick Probably best known for the song Playing Behind Me. Though this is the Sounds Orchestra version of Do You Know the Way to San Jose. And both these songs, and even the title to the Sweet Inspirations album, there were given words by Hal David, who passed away September 1st at the age of 91. And primarily partnered with Burt Bacharach, David was one of the preeminent lyricists over the past 60 years, with over 700 songs to his credit, with Alfie apparently being one of his favorites. Naturally, we only have time to take a look at a few, and we're also going to stick with the collaborations David had with the smooth Bacharach, whom David met at the Brill Building in New York back in 1957, back in the famous music division days of Paramount. So we're going to glide right into one of their slinkier numbers, and this song was originally sung by Dusty Springfield in the 1967 comedic version of Casino Royale. This is English bandleader Roland Shaw, along with his singers and orchestra, with their version of The Look of Love here on CITR Vancouver.
Sunny days. door. Let the sun shine through.
Scott Walker there with Windows of the World off 1968's Scott II. The original version was the title track to Dionne Warwick's 1967 album. I'm a sucker for Bobby Gentry's version. And the Windows of the World was one of the rare protest songs about the Vietnam War by Bacharach and David, who normally favorite songs about love and love lost. And Warwick actually sang over 30 songs with Bacharach and David, mostly due to their initial meeting in the early 60s when she asked them for a couple demos. And if Warwick didn't sing the first ever version of the song they'd written, then she wound up usually with the second. And behind me, this is likely to be Jerry Moore off the 1971 album Hammond Fever. And this is his take on This Guy's In Love With You. And some version of this album obscured the composer. That's why I'm not sure if it's Jerry Moore or not. And this was released in the heat of the mad Oregon record craze of the 70s. We're going to continue on with some more words by Hal David. This time, this at least first song is going to be based on a line he was told at a party about walking right into the house without being invited, just to save the hostess from getting the door. So this is Gladys Knight and the Pips off their 1971 album, If I Were Your Woman. This is One Less Bell to Answer. Fall in love again.
catch pneumonia. God, if you do, she'll never phone you. I'll never fall in love again. Don't you know that I'll never fall in love again? So don't tell me what it's all about, 'cause I've been there and I'm glad I'm out. Out of those chains that bind you, that is why I'm here to remind you. What do you get when you fall in love? You get a lot of pain and sorrow. But for me, until tomorrow, I'll never fall in love again. That I'll never fall in love again. Ain't gonna fall, no, I never gonna fall in love again. Don't care how fine she is,
falling on my head, just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed. Nothing seems to fit. Oh, raindrops keep falling on my head, keep on falling, 'cause I just done me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job. Oh, raindrops keep falling on my head, keep on falling. But this one thing I know, the blues they send to me, babe, won't defeat me, I won't. But until happiness comes up to greet me, to greet, 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 greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I ain't gonna stop the rain by complaining.
That set started off with Gladys Knight and the Pips with One Less Bell to Answer. Then we heard the great, mighty Isaac Hayes there with one of the many Bachrock and David songs that he's covered. I'll Never Fall in Love Again. That's off his 1971 album, Black Moses. Did want to do Walk On By. Great one, but it's a long one. I also had a cover by someone else. But time has been tight. And yeah, at that point, at least we covered the Oscar-winning song, the only one that Hal David had from back in 1969, the film Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Originally was done by B.J. Thomas, could have been done by Bob Dylan or Ray Stevens, but it was B.J. Thomas who ended up singing Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, and we heard Wales' Manic Street Preachers do their cover from the 1995 Bosnian charity album Help. So we have totally run out of time here. That's it for Exploding Head Movies. Coming up in a few short minutes, it is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. He'll guide you to midnight. And that will wrap up the CITR broadcast day, because it looks like Canada Post Rock is still on hiatus. So if you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast via CITR.ca. You can also search iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Mixcloud, Google+, all that wonderful stuff. But you can always email me, radiofreegack@gmail.com. So next week, few things in the works there. We might do Harry Nilsson's score for Popeye. I did finally get the Eraserhead soundtrack in the mail, so that is something that remaster definitely should highlight it. Otherwise, with all the requests that came in today, we'll see what we can do. In the background, this is Vancouver producer Lossel with Else, which is off of Volume 2 of this year's Air Textures Ambient compilation. But since we started with a cover of this song, let's go with the original. So from On Her Majesty's Secret Service, this is Louis Armstrong with We Have All the Time in the World. How ironic. So, take care, Vancouver. We'll see you in 7 days.
We have all the time. All the precious things love has in store. We have all the love in the world. If that's all we have, you will find we need nothing more. Every step out the way will find us with the cares of the world far behind us. We have all the time in the world just for love. Nothing more, nothing less, only love.
You are listening to CITR FM 101.9. Or on your computer, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, coming right up.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo, doo-dee-oo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo.